The following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCB is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
All right, good morning, Houston. Welcome to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Tektronix, and here with me today is the Diesel Dynamo Warranty Wizard, Mr. Jody Chesser.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
And we got that car lady from Beckwith Automotive, Lynn Beckwith.
Good morning, y'all.
Happy Saturday.
Yep. We are here to answer your car questions, try and help you with your car needs. So give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSCV.
And producing our show, that's Mr. Right. Gary Knight back there, a.k.a. GBK.
Thank you.
In the house. Good to see you, sir.
He does a great job back there. We couldn't do the show without him.
That's right.
We could not.
So, and we couldn't do the show without thanking our sponsors.
That's right. Our sponsors, we've got out in the Katy area, we've got Gary's Transmission Service. Gary is the transmission guru. If you've got a car that you think might have a transmission problem, he is the man to call. And it's never too far to go to a good transmission shop.
You don't have transmission problems that often.
You don't.
No.
Or you should.
Got to go to the best.
But it's kind of like you go to one person to get your hair cut. Well, you go to one person to get your transmission
fixed.
That's right.
It takes a specialist.
Yeah. Call Gary out there at 281-347-8888. That's an easy number to remember.
All right. And if you are up in the Spring area, anywhere on that north side of town, go to Green and White Automotive. They're just a little bit east of I-45 on Spring Cypress Road. Kent and Joel are out there. They run an awesome shop. It's recently renovated. You're going to be in great hands for all of your automotive needs. 281-353-7682. And down on the southwest end of town, David's Auto Central in Stafford. Again, decades of service, everything from oil changes to really high-end diagnostic work. That's David's Auto Central in Stafford, 281-499-9684.
And if you're in the Humble area, Atascocita, and all surrounding areas, go see Beckwith's Car Care out in Humble. That's Lynn Beckwith's shop. You guys just do a great job out there taking care of your customers.
I have everybody underneath that roof is going to really care about you, your vehicle, and they're going to try and make car care as convenient as possible.
That's right. That's what you're all about. True customer service, and they take care of anything, maintenance needs, full automotive repair, anything you need, they'll help you out. Give them a call at 281-540-2000. That's Beckwith Car Care in Humble. And back out in the Katy area, Auto Tektronix in Katy, that is Robert Gruner's shop. Yes. Out there on East 5th Street in Katy proper. Been out there in 40 years.
Woo-hoo.
40 years last month.
Last month.
Keeping the doors open. That's a good thing. But yeah, Robert specializes in all your drivability issues and your electrical problems, but they can take care of any of your other needs that you need on your automobile. Give them a call at 281-391-7617. And, of course, our title sponsor.
That's right.
BG Products.
That's right. Number one name in preventative maintenance. We like BG Products because they work, and we use them in our own vehicles, and they back it up with a lifetime protection. You cannot beat that.
You know, I had a brief moment of panic yesterday when I looked at my oil lube sticker and saw that I was a little over, not horribly over, but a little over where I would like to do the oil change. And I thought, I've got MOA in there. MOA in there.
Yeah,
we'll do
added,
it Monday.
Added protection. That's it. Yeah. Protection, I think you know where to get that oil change
done,
don't you? Beckwith's Car Care. That's right. Well, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738.
All right. You guys, we have a very special guest on the phone this morning. Vance, are you on there?
I am.
Vance, we are so excited to have you and hear all about the Longhorn Rod Run, which for those of you that know cars and have been in the Houston area, especially in the Spring area, the Spring Car Show has always been one of the absolute best car shows in our entire metro area. And Vance, you're responsible for bringing it back.
Yes, ma'am. We're very excited out here in Old Town Spring. You know, one of the things about the Longhorn Rod Run is it was a very, very popular show for over 20 years. It started in 1995, and the guys and ladies that brought it together and brought it to Old Town Spring made it one of the favorites in the area. You know, the unique thing about the Longhorn Rod Run being in Old Town Spring is that, you know, the guys get to salivate over all the beautiful hot cars, and the ladies and the children get to go in and shop and have fun and dine and enjoy the entertainment. And so it's kind of a deal for the whole family.
It sure is, and it makes for a really fun day. And you have two events coming up. The first one, the closest one, is April 27th. Am I remembering that right?
That's it. That's correct. It's April 27th from 10 to 4 p.m.
And where would people go if they have a car they want to register to have in the show?
Okay, there's two easy ways to do it. One is on our website at www.longhornrodrun.com. And you can go on there, and there's a button that you push the button that says register. And it'll take you right to a form to where you fill it out and register and send it in to us. And the other way is on Facebook. You can look up Longhorn Rod Run on Facebook, and there's an event that's on there. Just click that event, and it'll show you. It'll say click this link, and that'll take you to that same form. And so it's real easy to register. And the important thing about pre-registering is that puts you into a drawing for a raffle that we're having for a $100 gift certificate, as well as another gift certificate that we're going to do in a drawing. And so there's a lot of advantages to pre-registering, and so we really encourage people to go ahead and get signed up and get their name in a hat for these giveaways.
That's awesome. And for the general public to come and see all of these amazing vehicles, it's absolutely free, correct?
It is absolutely free admission. The unique thing about this, and what's really fun about this, is watching the children, especially the young boys that come out and look at these cars and the look and excitement on their face and seeing cars like that. And so, you know, when you have that, it's just, you know, kind of makes it all worthwhile. And the amount of money that these guys put in these cars, you know, that's what they're looking for, is, you know, to show off their cars and just, you know, put a smile on the child's face.
Well, and it does start at a young age. I think that, yeah, you know, the love of automobiles is something you acquire kind of early in life most of the time.
Yeah, and if you're a dad and have a young son or daughter and you have a classic car, or, you know, mm-hmm, just a car that you're proud of,
yeah,
you know, get them interested in at a young age, and then they're going to have fun, and maybe they'll pass that car down to you. Maybe they'll, you know, start working on their own vehicle. But, Vance, I guess it's open to all different types of vehicles, correct?
Yes, sir, it is. We are going to have a lot of different awards, Best of Show, and we're going to have People Choice Awards, and we're also going to have Car Club Awards that we're going to be giving out, and those are going to be for cars that are 79 and before.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, if you've got a nice vehicle that you've spent a lot of money on fixing it up and tricking it out, whatever, or if you just got a really nice, you know, luxury car, whatever, you can bring it out. You won't be in the judging for awards, but you're welcome to come on out and join the fun.
That's right. Just let everybody look over your vehicle that you're proud of. And,
right,
you know, it's always fun just to get out there and talk to folks and visit with them, talk about their cars, because there's a lot of history behind a lot of these show cars.
Oh, there really is. Yeah. And a lot of them chronicle that history. There's, you know, there's a nice poster or some information where you can
Where did it start? You know, I found it in an old barn out somewhere in the country, and you know, it was kind of rusty and everything. And now look at it.
Or it was my grandpa's car,
sure,
you know.
It's all kinds of stuff. That's what really makes the events fun like that. And we're excited that you're kicking that back off.
Well, and we're also excited that the Auto Pros Radio Show is going to do a live broadcast from the show.
That's right. April 27th.
Yeah.
That'll be the first one. Then you're having another event in September, correct?
That's correct. On the 21st and 22nd of September, we're going to do a two-day show. And that's actually when the Longhorn Rod Run is always in September. and during the time that they had the long run out there. And so we're doing the April show as kind of a kickoff, and then the September show will be the big show that'll be the same as the one that we had all those years.
Well, that's amazing. So April 27th from 10 to what time? 10 to 4. Of course, all the shops in Old Town Spring will be open that Saturday. We're going to be out broadcasting from 10 to noon, kicking off the event. And I'm sure we're going to do a lot of wandering around and ogling over all the cars after that. And I just have one more question, Vance.
Okay.
Are there going to be funnel cakes?
There actually is two or three places in Old Town Spring that does funnel cakes. So, yeah, you can eat funnel cakes till your earlobes are glowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm all in.
Well, that's just a great area, too, to do this event. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really hoping the weather's going to turn out for us and everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be a lot, April's going to be good. It's not going to be too hot, we hope. But you never know. We're in Texas. But either way, we'll make it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
For sure. You know, and one thing else I wanted to mention is that check-in will start at 8 a.m. for the cars that are registered in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So checking in at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
You know that means they're going to be there at 6:30, right?
I do, and I'll be there at 6.
Now, are you able to register a vehicle the day of?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, very good.
It's $15 to pre-register and $20 the day of the show.
What a deal.
We kept the price low, and because we want everybody to come out and enjoy it. Because that's the spirit of things. You know, that one of the things that we're kind of capturing an era of the 50s and 60s, and we're kind of jumping, you know, hopping on that theme, and we're calling it Hop Back to the 50s and 60s, and a lot of the merchants in Old Town Spring will be dressing in the poodle skirts and all that kind of stuff to kind of get in the whole mood of the atmosphere of the show.
How fun.
That'd be fun. We'll see if Lynn can pull her poodle skirt out. Right?
There we go. Now there's a challenge in place. How fun. Well, Vance, we sure appreciate everything you're doing. We appreciate you calling in this morning, and we obviously really appreciate the revival of the Longhorn Rod Run in Old Town Spring.
Yeah, and we'll have you back on again to talk more about it as we get closer to it, and looking forward to coming out.
Sounds good. Listen, I really appreciate all the coverage that you guys are giving us on this and providing that. We're really looking forward to the remote that you guys are going to be doing. We know it's going to be a great time together.
Well, awesome. And we're going to share all of your links on our Facebook page. So anybody listening that maybe didn't pick up on the longhornrodrun.com, you'll find it on the Auto Pros Facebook also. All right, Vance, have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you.
You too, and you come on out and shop at Old Town Spring after you get off the air.
We'll do it.
And look for the funnel cakes.
That's right.
All right. All right, well, that ought to be a fun event coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's always good to get out and do the show live and, you know, and at a car show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How can you beat it? And you have Old Town Spring right there.
It'll be a blast.
Yeah, and you can check out Green and White Automotive.
Yeah, Green
they're
and
right
White.
You'll drive right by them.
Right there in Old Town Spring, so it's going to get a lot, you think. $15 to register a vehicle, $20 the day of, and it's 6 hours of entertainment.
Yeah.
And Old Town Spring.
And if you're just going to go look around, it's free.
Yeah.
Completely free.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
That's hard to find these days, free events.
All right, we're going back out and take a quick break. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KSCB The Voice. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at autoprosradio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@autoprosradio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford. 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684. David's Auto Central.
Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to Auto Pros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@autoprosradio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to autoprosradio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV.
And welcome back to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I am Jody Chesser, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with Mr. Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronics, and that car lady, Miss Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care.
Baby, is can in the I house. Drive your car?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're here to help you out with your car questions, car problems. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We'll get you into Mr. Gary Knight. You'll get a little bit of information, put you on hold, and you can listen to the show while you are on hold.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get to you real quick.
That's right. So, yeah, we were talking earlier about the upcoming car show.
Yeah, the Longhorn Rod Run, which the spring car show has, it's always been huge.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest car shows in town.
Yeah, April 27th, so it's going to be a good time to go out there. Pretty good weather before it gets too hot, and we're looking forward to going out there. So we'll be talking more about that, you know, as we go along with the shows and keeping folks up to date. So if you listen to that and you have a nice car, classic car, just one that you're really proud of and you want to take it out there, pre-register online, $15 to pre-register, and He said he was giving a $100 gift card away and some other things, so it's a good deal.
There's a good reason to pre-register as opposed to just showing up the day of. And, you know, it's $15. I know sometimes, obviously, if it rains, people do not bring their classic cars out, and,
right.
and we understand that completely. But, you know, look at the $15 as a donation to a great event. You know, don't wait just because you're worried about rain.
Right.
Go ahead and pre-register. Get in on all the goodies that Vance has set up. And, you know, we're not going to have rain. We're going to have beautiful days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we like getting back out there to a live remote. So it's going to be fun. The Auto Pros will be out there live. And that event's going on from April 27th, 10 till 4.
10 to 4.
And we'll be broadcasting live from, of course, 10 to noon.
That's right.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always good to see people out there and get to walk around and see all the nice cars. And,
yep.
And then we'll go down to Old Town Spring and get Lynn a funnel cake.
Absolutely.
With her poodle skirt on.
I'm going to have to work on that poodle skirt, but I will find one by April.
I'm sure you can get one off Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever have one? I don't think you did.
I never
did
had
you?
A poodle skirt.
Never.
No.
Probably before your time.
Right.
What do they call the whole makeup hair thing from that era? I know that I've gone to a few events like Ink and Iron out in California where they have a special booth set up where you can show up normal and leave like you're, you know, in the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Have the beehive hairdos.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know what all they
I don't know
have
what you call
then.
That. I know what you're talking about. But
somebody out there knows what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, you know, history repeats itself. You know, bell bottoms are back.
Uh-huh.
People used to laugh, oh, bell bottoms, and never come back. Now it's popular.
Right? Oh, gosh, we even used to, like, sew this flowered banding on the bottom of
I remember
bell bottoms.
That.
I may have to start that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get
little
your
cars. I need little yellow happy cars.
Get your little Volkswagen van.
Right.
And drive out there.
You know, I saw that at the car show. That was the new Volkswagen van is pretty impressive. All electric.
Yeah.
All electric. Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Well, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738.
Yeah.
Let's get out and go to work. Who's up?
Who is up?
I believe Michael is up.
Michael.
Michael, welcome to Auto Pros Radio.
Oh, hello. At one time, I had called about a battery. I was worried about my battery draining, and you had told me that there was a switch that can be turned off in the Hyundai Accent in a panel on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, if that car has it, I mean, I don't know that every single one has it.
It has it. I looked at it. It has it. But what is it meant for?
Mostly when it's in shipping. Sometimes when they're shipping them, they'll flip that off. Or if you know your car is going to be sitting for an extended period of time.
So the battery won't drain, right?
Right, but you should normally not have to do that to keep your battery from draining.
Okay, when that switch is turned on to prevent the battery from draining, does that disable the car?
You mean is where it won't start or be taken?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It would depend on how it's set up and wired.
Yeah.
I remember there were some, I think it was Ford that used to, they had a fuse, you know, that was not installed while it was being shipped.
Right.
And it was installed at the dealership, and some of them got passed
to deliver
dealership
without
and
it.
So forth. But, I just don't know if that one actually has that, but you said it does. You found it on yours?
Yeah, it's got one. And I just wanted to know if that would prevent the car being started.
You mean like kind of using it like an anti-theft device?
Yes.
Yeah, and, I'm not sure because I know when I worked on that one car, I don't know that I ever tried to start it with it flipped on, you know. I don't know. I mean, you would think it would, but I'm not positive about that. Try it. Why don't you just try it? Just
flip the switch
and see if it'll start.
Try and start it, yeah.
Okay, and or would that prevent you even getting into the car with a key fob?
I really don't know what all it kills.
I wouldn't think that they would do that.
Yeah. Otherwise, you flip the switch, shut the door, and you'd be in trouble. But I mean, the only thing you can do is try it yourself and see what happens.
Yeah, I haven't run into that.
Like when you try to see if you can get in with the key fob, leave the window down just in case. You know, flip the switch, shut it, lock it, and then see if you can still get in it.
Okay.
The Hyundais have a battery restart switch too, don't they? That wouldn't be the same switch you're talking about.
No, this was like a physical, like a mechanical switch on the fuse box.
Okay.
That you swip. And you say you see that on yours, right?
Yeah, it's got it. Yeah. I haven't tried it or anything.
I would just try it and see what it does, you know.
I'm looking for a way, without telling you a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't need to get out there.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out a way if someone's got another key to my car.
Right.
What can I do to prevent it?
Well, you need to try that out. Try those things out and see.
Let us know what you find out.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the keys nowadays, everything is program specific to the vehicle. You know, run your VIN number. They're programmed now. There's ways around that because there's thieves out there. Yeah. And I don't know how they get around it, obviously, because we have to go through hoops in many cases to
get a key that works.
Get a key that goes. And, you know, locksmiths are really good at that. But
worried about somebody that has a key already.
Is that what you're saying? Already has a key?
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would try it yourself and just see, you know, if it disables it.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay. All right. Your screener knows what has happened, and you might talk with him. But
okay.
Then.
Give us a call back, Michael. We sure appreciate you taking time to call in today. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, we have a Genesis tire question. Jim, welcome to Auto Pros Radio.
Yes. Good morning. I was going to ask about tires. Where is the best place to buy them? Whether you got quite a few choices, like Walmart or Amazon or Discount Tire, and they have prices all over the place on tires.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jim, it's probably worth, you know, going either to the repair shop you usually go to. Most of us sell tires as well, or going to some place like Discount. And the reason I say that is you want a tire professional that knows your vehicle, is going to look up what it came with originally, what the speed rating is, make sure you get the right tire on that vehicle.
Or upgrade
to a better tire that's going to last longer. There's things to consider, like the way it rides versus the longevity of the rubber. You know, so there's a balance there that it really takes somebody that knows tires to help you answer all those questions. So I'd hate to see you ordering on Amazon and maybe getting a tire that doesn't really match your driving style, your vehicle, all the needs that you have.
Do you have an all-wheel drive or just a rear-wheel drive?
It's a rear-wheel drive.
Okay.
What model Genesis is it?
G80.
Okay.
See, what I like about Discount Tire, and I use them for most of my tire purchases, one, they're very competitive on their pricing.
They are.
But they offer the road hazard certificates on the tires, so should you have an issue with one of the tires, if you run over something and it can't be repaired, then they will replace it. And the only cost to you is to pay for the road hazard again for that new tire. If you do have a flat, they fix flats for free, and they do a really good job. And again, they can look at the tires that you have and make recommendations, you know, if you want an upgrade, but, you know, let them know how you expect it to ride. You want a nice soft ride and you want a tire that's going to last you, you know, many miles and not something that may just last 30,000 miles, because you could spend a little more money and get a tire that's going to get you 70 or 80,000 miles.
Well, and if those are your original tires, you're in a 2019, my screen says. You know, getting 5 years out of a set of tires is awesome. I'd be awful tempted, if you're happy with the ride, to put the exact same tires back on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what size your tire is?
No, not right now. I'm in the car. So
What trim level do you have on that G80? Is it a 3.8 front sport or?
Oh, it's a 3.8.
Okay.
So
it should be a 245/45/18.
Is your tires wearing good? No issues with the excessive wear?
Yeah, they're okay now. Yeah, last set I bought was from Discount Tire.
Yeah,
they usually last about 30,000 miles, and I thought they'd last longer, but.
Well, yeah, and that's where they could give you some advice on, you know, perhaps upgrading to a different brand that might get you better mileage on there. And I like Discount Tire because they're all over. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many locations.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're out of town, whatever, you have that receipt in your glove compartment, they can pull up your information, you know, at any of the stores. And, you know, wherever you go, they're going to take care of you.
Well, and that G80 is, you know, it's a luxury vehicle. So you're going to typically put a softer rubber to keep that nice ride, and the trade-off there is that you're not going to get as many miles out of the tires.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what they had the price at Amazon or Walmart, they're quite a bit less than, not quite a bit, maybe 20 or 30% less than the Discount Tire. So that's what I have to evaluate.
Yeah, it's just the benefit that you get, and I like, is having the road hazard certificate, mm-hmm. you know, on the tire, because you're putting tires on there that may be, you know, $175, $200 or more,
yeah.
Oh, more.
You know, and,
more.
And to,
more.
get out there and run over something, you know, especially when the tire's new. I've even had sets of tires that I've purchased at Discount Tire and had them on there for several years, and they start to dry crack, and took it in there, and, you know, I really wanted to replace the tires, and I had them look at it. I said, is there anything you guys can do? And he said, sure, we can do a warranty adjustment. So
they
gave me some credit towards replacing all four tires, which I thought was really good customer service.
It is.
Yeah, I've used Discount for many years. I like them.
Yeah,
anyway,
you know, if you take your vehicle in there, whether you purchase a tire from them or not, if you take a trailer in there and you need a flat repair, they take care of it, no charge.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
What about if I buy off Amazon and bring tires in there, I guess Discount will install them.
You're not going to get the road hazard that way, and you're not going to get their ongoing.
They can put road hazard on the tires.
Oh, yeah. Even once you bring in?
Yeah. You could take a new vehicle or a new set of tires that you purchased, go over there, they check it out, they check the tread, and they'll put certificates on it.
Oh, really? I didn't
know that. The only thing that you would want to make sure of, if you were going to do something like that, does Discount Tire carry that same tire?
Okay.
They may not have it, or it may be, we don't normally carry that tire, but we could order it, so there might be some downtime, you know, if you had an issue. So I would check with them, you know, price it out and do the math, and I think you'll make the right decision.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for the help, Ben, and I'll do that next time.
All right.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for the call. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I took my F-350 in when mm-hmm. I bought it brand new, and I drove it over there to Discount Tire, had them break them down, put the white letters on the inside.
Right.
So I could put armor on, make it look good. And I bought their certificates.
I did not know you could do that.
Yeah.
So you could have a brand new vehicle and
brand
go in
new.
And buy.
Yeah, just whatever. You can mm-hmm. you can go in there and get it done. So I think it's worth it because I've used that road hazard a number of times.
We're in Houston, Texas. There's a lot of peril on our roads.
That's right.
All right, where are we heading?
All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, we can take a break now?
Time is flying while we're having fun. But we got Greg and Sherry and Roy and the rest of you folks, if you can hang on. We have to take a short break. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show, AM 700 KCB, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back.
Are you needing to have your vehicle's scheduled maintenance performed or mechanical repairs done? Don't wait. Go to autoprosradio.com, see all of our recommended preferred service centers in your area, and give them a call today to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced and have that peace of mind your vehicle will be safe. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's bgfindashop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance.
All right, welcome back to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert here with Mr. Jody Chesser and Lynn Beckwith.
Howdy, y'all.
Give us a call, 281-558-5738. Let's go out and go to work. Got a full board here. Let's talk to Greg out in Atlanta. Greg, you're up.
Good morning. I'm looking to buy a used Toyota Highlander with the 3.5-liter V6.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at yours. Say 2018 to 2020, and I've heard you say that Toyota has both direct injection and port injection mm-hmm. on some or perhaps all of their engines. Do you know if that V6 has both pipe injections?
We're looking it up, but I
not,
think it does.
Year?
Well, yeah, you're looking at a 2020 man. Model?
Yeah, let's say 2020.
Yeah, that's it's hard to beat the Highlander like we've talked before. It's a really good vehicle.
We were hoping you were calling in to say you found one, Greg.
Well, actually, I have.
Well, good.
Did you buy it yet?
Well, my lady friend in Houston wasn't quick enough to give in yes or no answers, so, but that's another story.
Yeah, it shows on the 2020 3.5, it does show direct injector yep. and port as well.
Right, yeah, it does.
Do you know when they started that? Or
it's a while back.
Yeah, it's been several years that Toyota's been doing that. And so you don't get all that carbon buildup like you do with just a normal direct injected. And that's, Toyota kind of did their homework on that and designed that fuel system to help because they could see that they were having issues, and that's where the BG products, of course, the 44K Platinum, really helps out. And BG has their own fuel system cleaning specifically for the direct injected engine. But when you have this style set up and, Ford's using it, there's a lot of different manufacturers now, it's really a good benefit to the customer because you still need to do your preventative maintenance, but you just don't have all that gunk buildup. So it's much easier to clean up, if you will.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, Greg. Thanks for your call.
Where are we going next?
We're going to go talk to Sherry in Spring. Welcome to the Auto Pros Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hi. So I have a 2018 Equinox, and I just bought it May last year. It's got the auto stop on it, and someone had told me with the auto stop that your starter is going to run out, is going to go bad quicker. Is that the case?
Not really. I mean, you know, certainly the more you use a part, in theory, it would go out. And old-style starters, the more you started them, it was a wear and tear issue. But they've designed these vehicles for stop-start technology in several different ways. And even the ones that literally are just engaging the starter all the time, yeah, it's not the same starter that we grew up with. You know, it's not an old-style starter. I personally don't worry about it at all on my vehicle.
Okay.
And some of them have some other starting mechanisms that use,
right,
compression, and, you know, where they're not really putting all of the burden on the starter anyway. But even if your vehicle is using just plain old starter to start it all the time, it's, again, it's not the starter that we had, you know, 20 years ago that would wear out.
Okay. So the auto stop doesn't come with any, you know, red flags. I don't need to worry about it then in any other regard.
I personally don't, and you actually, you do save a significant amount of fuel. An idling engine, even for a minute, uses so much more fuel than restarting an engine does.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I drive down to the Heights every day, so... From Springs.
Well,
that's really good to know.
Well, and once you get on the freeway, obviously, it's not going to be doing that. It's only going to happen when you're, you know, when you're at an idle somewhere. So...
Okay. Yeah, it says to support the increased number of engine starts, the starter motor is upgraded with a high-performance electric, mm-hmm, motor and a stronger pinion engagement mechanism with reduced noise levels.
Yeah, and they're bigger. They're
Well, they're designed for that type system.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
because I was going to take it to where I purchased it and have them shut it off because it's not on the dash, like, mm-hmm, the older models are. Where you have the option yourself to go in and, mm-hmm, shut it off. So I was going to take it back to the dealer and have them shut it off, but now I feel a little bit better about, you know, maybe, especially since you're saving gas.
I think they all have a way that you can shut it off, but you have to do it every time you start the car. You have to turn that function off. You may have to go into your, you know, little program in your screen to do that. It doesn't
dealer
bother me.
Yeah,
the
dealer
won't shut
it
off.
Yeah.
There are some aftermarket components that you can put on that will make it, you know, will disengage that. It'll eliminate that.
Yeah.
You know, so if it bothers you, then there's an option there. But and I'm sure Green and White Auto out in Spring could help you with that if you wanted to install an aftermarket component.
I was looking to see if this one place offered.
But if it's something that doesn't bother you,
I'd love
you know, you're
it.
Fine with it. Because some people, people are on the fence with the start stop. Either they don't mind it, and they're going to take the benefit of the additional fuel economy, or they just want to get rid of it because they hate it. You know, it's very, very old school.
Yeah.
So to me, it's kind of annoying because I don't drive a vehicle that has start stop all the time. However, my wife does have it on her vehicle, and she did get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she drove it both ways, you know, to verify, yes, I do get better fuel economy when I have it in the start-stop mode.
Nice. She did an official test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was too lazy to do the test. It just doesn't bother me. So.
Well, with the fuel prices today, it's worth saving every penny.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Where are we going next?
Let's run out to Pearland and say good morning to Roy. Roy, you're on with the Auto Pros. How can we help?
Good morning. Yes, sir. I got a trickle charger made by Battery Tender, and I keep it on a vehicle I don't drive often. Is that a good thing or bad?
That would be a positive there, because
okay,
you don't want the battery to go dead on you, because if you let a battery run down and you have to charge it and let it run down and charge it, it shortens the life of the battery, mm-hmm, you know, if you will. So if you're not going to drive it all the time, the trickle charger is the way to go.
Okay, I also bought an adapter to hook up underneath that port underneath your dash, so when you're changing batteries, you don't lose all your settings.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. We do it when we change battery.
Yeah, there's so many things that can be affected when you disconnect your battery. You know, so if you can keep the keep alive memory going while you disconnect the battery and do whatever you need to do, you know, when you're replacing the battery, because a lot of the vehicles have memory settings for your windows, your sunroof position, you know, you have your clock. And, of course, when you disconnect the battery, you clear out your readiness monitors for the emissions. So if you're fixing to do a state inspection, you know, that all has to run. So I think you got it covered.
Well, and there's a few vehicles you have to reprogram if you lose all battery power. So I think you're smart to do that, Roy.
Okay, one other quick question. I just bought a 2023 vehicle, and I was reading in the manual, and I use BG products. They say strongly recommend not using any oil additives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's because a dealership or the manufacturer itself is, they're not going to support anything other than their own brand, you might say. But as far as, you know, any type of additives for your oil, your transmission, your coolant, we love the BG products because they test all their cleaning chemicals and their additives, and they are very compatible with all the vehicles, when, you know, the oils, whether it's conventional or if it's full synthetic or whatnot, and you get that added protection. It's just the endorsement's not going to come from the manufacturer.
Well, and there are a few additives on the market that I would not want to see you put in the vehicle, you know, other brands. I would imagine their statement originates in the wide spectrum of possibilities of what you could put in there. You're not going to have any trouble with BG products.
Okay, yeah, that's all I use. Okay, well, I sure appreciate y'all, and thank you for being there.
Thank you, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
Appreciate your call. And give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Who's up next, Robert?
Let's go talk to Rick out in Katy. Rick, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I called in 3 weeks ago, maybe four, about a Toyota RAV4 that I just purchased that had a knock when I first cranked it up on a cold start.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And y'all advised me to take it to the dealership, leave it up there overnight where it's cold, and have somebody listen to it.
Correct.
And I did that this morning. And also, you advised have another vehicle that I could listen to, and
right.
I did that. So what I found out is it's normal. It's that direct port injection.
Told you.
Which y'all were discussing earlier, along with the regular injection.
Right.
That does that. That's what that is. So it's just a normal thing.
Yeah, as I was saying, on direct injection cars, when they first start in the morning, they're in a mode that it's pretty loud. I mean, you can really hear it. And if you sit there and just sit there with the hood open and let it sit there and run for a little bit, all of a sudden it just stops.
It quiets down.
And that's when it switches into a different mode. Because there's like six or seven different modes that direct injection runs in. You know, they have modes for anti-knock, anti-emissions, performance. I mean, there's all these different modes that they can cycle through, you know, depending on whatever you're calling for, you know.
Hey, Rick, we appreciate you calling back in. That's great to have it confirmed.
I hope that helps somebody. Yeah, I hope that helps somebody else that has got a rat. I do have another question.
Go ahead.
I've never used the BG products, but I've heard a lot about that. Mm-hmm. I think it's what you said, the 44K. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's fuel additive.
At what point do you want to start using that on like a brand new vehicle?
From the beginning.
Yeah. I use 44K at least every 5,000 miles, sometimes more, like every couple thousand miles.
Okay. Is that something you just put in the tank? Is that what you do?
Yeah, yes, 44K goes in the tank.
And then I would start using the MOA, the motor oil additive, at your first oil change.
Okay.
Yeah, and so if you do it at your oil change and then use the 44K, the best bang for your buck when you put that can in there, make sure you have a full tank of fuel. And then I always like to do it when, especially if I'm going to take a trip, you know, be on the road a while, because you get that longevity of the cleaning. And, you know, depending on the size of the tank on that RAV4, you know, you could put a whole can in there with a full tank and drive it, and at half a tank, fill it back up.
And drive it.
You know, and kind of stretch that BG 44K.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's something you sell in your shop out here in Katy, I guess.
Yes,
sir. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can always have the wife come back and pick some up.
Sure.
But enjoy y'all's show. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, thanks for your call, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
All right. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
And on these direct injected engines, I do the full BG Performance oil change, which is basically an engine flush.
Right.
I run the cleaner through. All of the rings on virtually every engine out there these days are low tension.
They are.
They're going to gunk up faster than the ones we drove when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And I want to drive the vehicle forever.
It keeps it nice and clean. It cuts down any blow-by, so you eliminate oil consumption.
Yep.
And that's the thing that we see now on a lot of vehicles is
oil
excessive
consumption.
Oil consumption.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in many cases, you know, a shop may want to replace an engine or whatnot, but if you keep that oil clean and do the EPR, engine performance restoration, engine oil flush by BG, if you do that, it's going to keep those piston rings nice and clean and moving free, so you're not going to get the blow-by and oil consumption.
Absolutely.
But if you do have excessive oil consumption, we found in many cases by doing that service, you help alleviate the majority of it or
it does.
All of it.
It cleans it up.
Yeah, it's a great yeah. product. BG's tested that, and they guarantee that you're going to get better performance out of your engine, mm-hmm. you know, when you do the service like that.
Well, and the cleaner you keep all of that, the better fuel economy you're going to get, the longer that vehicle's going to drive safe and dependably.
That's right. Yep, it's a great product.
I am a believer in BG.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And starting out like Rick's doing with that, you know, new RAV4, mm-hmm. you know, starting out his timeline when it's brand new, you know, and keep everything nice and clean before you really get a mess going.
Yeah.
You know, and I say a mess by a lot of carbon buildup or something in your engine. You know, help alleviate that by using the 44K as a fuel additive.
You know, I've had customers come out and want the BG transmission conditioner added to a virtually no mileage vehicle. You know, they just came from the dealer. They just bought a brand new vehicle that might have a couple hundred miles on it,
mm-hmm.
but they want that BG protection from day one. Now, it doesn't need a flush, obviously, at that mm-hmm. point.
Right.
But that conditioner is going to help it out.
Yeah, I had a number of customers when I would overhaul a transmission for them, mm-hmm. and we put a can of the transmission additive in there with the new fluid,
yep.
you know, and peace of mind. And we had to do that if it were something that was under a lifetime protection and they had kept, you know, all their service is done, and if for some reason we had to go in there and make a repair, when you put it back in there, as long as you put the conditioner back in, it carried the warranty on.
Keeps that warranty going.
BG will stand right behind it.
That's why they call it lifetime.
That's right.
Yeah.
No extra charge. You know, when you do that service, it's just part of it. You know, as long as you get in before 50,000 miles, you get the full protection, $4,000 worth of coverage on the engine. And, you know, that's a lot of good coverage if you do have an internal engine failure. Because if it has an issue, you know, maybe it's something that's really common that we see a failure on, whether it's engine, transmission, yeah. or whatnot, BG's still going to cover it.
Yeah, just because it wasn't necessarily caused by a lubrication issue, they still stand behind it.
All right, let's see if we can grab Mike real quick before we go to break. Mike, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
I got a question for you about mm-hmm. changing oil.
Mm-hmm.
I have always changed my oil every 3,000 miles, but now I'm hearing from a couple that I read a couple of articles from government agencies. They say you should do it every 5 because mm-hmm. the oil is better than it used to be, and I wonder what your opinion was on that.
I mean, we've kind of went to every 5,000 just because, one, I run MOA and everything, but I do think the oil is probably a little better than it used to be. And some cars, you know, they run a larger quantity of oil to handle soot accumulation, too.
Yeah, I think it depends a little bit on the vehicle, but I'm usually comfortable at 5,000. And it depends on how you drive. You know, if you're only driving 5,000 miles a year, then I might consider sticking with the 3,000. Kind of like going to the dentist. You don't want to go too long without having everything checked.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
That's the end of our first hour here. Stay tuned for the second hour. You've been listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KCB The Voice. We'll be right back.
That does it for hour one, but stick around because hour two, it's coming up. Our phone number, 281-558-5738. So hang on for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show here on KSEV, the voice of Texas.